You're listening to SBS News.
On Friday night, ahead of the Newcastle Knights versus Sydney Roosters clash, the National Rugby League will aim to raise awareness of the significant social challenges Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people face every day. In conjunction with a charity founded by AFL legend Michael Long, a walk will take place at the stadium in Newcastle before the match. Members of the public are being encouraged to join in the walk to help put the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people back on the national agenda. All clubs will wear an Indigenous-themed jersey, and for South Sydney winger Dane Gagai, running out against the West Tigers on Saturday evening will be an emotional moment.
Yeah, it means so much for me. Obviously, being a proud Indigenous player in their game, and not only that, looking at the Indigenous players that have come before me, like watching players come through, and now I get to be one of those players. It just means so much to me and my family. So, I just want to make sure I'm doing them proud.
Now, in its 11th year, the Sports Indigenous Round is, this season, being called Grounded in Truth, Walk Together with Courage. In the AFL, the ladder-leading Geelong Cats travel to the Gold Coast to play the Suns on Saturday evening. If Geelong's Patrick Dangerfield doesn't make the starting lineup after suffering an ankle injury last weekend, Gary Ablett looks set to continue in the starting lineup, despite the club wanting to give the 35-year-old a rest as soon as possible. The AFL, meanwhile, is promising all players they'll be dealt with harshly by the match review committees if they are found guilty of verbally abusing umpires this season. Carlton's Dale Thomas received a $7,500 fine during the week for calling an umpire a cheat last round. The AFL's head of football, Steve Hocking, says the sport has to send out a message to all players that verbal abuse won't go unpunished any longer.
There's a range of players that have been in the game for a long period of time, and I think potentially we've walked past it. We're not doing that anymore, so as a collective, we have to recognise that. And I think a lot of the younger players, and certainly, no doubt, you know, players that are playing the game at lower levels and so forth, we need to recognise it's got to be a safer environment.
After Australia's cricketers cruised to an easy 7-wicket World Cup warm-up win against the West Indies during the week, Justin Langer's men will face England in another warm-up match on Saturday. The big concern for Australia is whether to risk opening batsman Usman Khawaja after he was struck on the head by West Indian bowler Andre Russell. He was cleared of serious injury, but his teammates, including fellow batsman Sean Marsh, admitted they were worried when Khawaja was struck.
It was very scary, actually. It copped him on the side of the cheekbone, I think. So I'm not too sure what's happened with him, but I think he's okay. So that's the main thing, that he's okay. And obviously a little bit shaken when you do get hit in the head. You do get a little bit shaken by it. But Aussie's a tough cookie, and he'll be fine and ready to go, I reckon.
The match against England takes place at Southampton. In Super Netball this weekend, there's a top-of-the-table clash in Melbourne when the Vixens take on the New South Wales Swifts on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. A win for the Vixens will stretch their lead at the top of the table over the Swifts. In motorsport, the death of three-time Formula One champion Niki Lauda at the age of 70 during the week will see his contribution to the sport marked when the Monaco Grand Prix takes place. As well as being a legendary driver, Lauda was Mercedes' non-executive chairman and a prominent figure at races before falling ill last year. Mercedes Finnish driver Valtteri Bottas says Lauda provided huge motivation and inspiration.
For sure he meant a lot to me, but for every single team member of ours in the race team and at the factory, and he was a big part of Mercedes family. He was a massive motivation for everyone, for myself as well, for sure as a driver, everything he's achieved and with the difficult career he had and all the comebacks and everything, but also as a person, it's been great, and never forget many, many good moments.
Lauda won at the famous circuit twice in his illustrious career, and the Mercedes cars of both Bottas and Lewis Hamilton will be engraved with the message "Danke, Niki." Lauda's signature will also be placed on the nose of both cars. And finally, the French Open tennis tournament gets underway this weekend in Paris. SBS will have free-to-air coverage of the event, which is also being streamed online. Tennis fans can watch the red dust fly, with live streaming starting from 10 p.m. on Sunday night, while television coverage gets underway at 10:30 p.m. Matt Canellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.